بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي الضحى أربعا ويزيد ما شاء الله. رواه مسلم. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to perform صلاة الضحى, the charge namaz. He would read four rakats. يصلي الضحى أربعا. He would read four rakats. And he would add on as many more rakats as Allah willed. We did last week, the minimum of Salatul Duha, charged namaz, is two rakats. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also read four rakats. And the next narration, we find that he reads eight rakats. We said you can read from two rakats and maximum 12 rakats. وعن أم هانئ فاخطة بنت أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت ذهبت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عام الفتح فوجدته يغتسل فلما فرغ من غسله صلى ثمانية ركعات وذلك ضحا. متفق عليه. وهذا مختصر لفظ إحدى روايات مسلم. أم هاني فاخطة, the daughter of Abu Talib رضي الله تعالى عنها, says, she was the cousin of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, she says, I went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم during the conquest of Makkah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Makkah Mukarramah with the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, and that incident is known as Fathu Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making ghusl, and Fakhita goes there, and after Rasulullah had completed his ghusl, then she said she saw Rasulullah had performed 8 rakats of Salatul Duha on that day. On that day he read 8 rakats of Salatul Duha. So a person can read 8 rakats also. باب تجويز صلاة الضحى من ارتفاع الشمس إلى زوالها والأفضل أن تصلى عند اشتداد الحر وارتفاع الضحى. Now this is telling us what is the best time to read صلاة الضحى. So this is the chapter on the permissibility of performing صلاة الضحى from after sunrise until midday, in other words from Ishraq time. So I explained previously, one is صلاة الإشراق, that is a separate صلاة, and صلاة الضحى is separate. However, the time, according to the scholars, it is permissible to read your Salatul Duha also at Ishraq time. However, it is best to perform it when it is relatively hot and at mid-morning. So a person can read Salatul Duha from Ishraq time until midday. But it is best to perform Salatul Duha, the charged namaz, when it is in the Ishtidadil Har, when the heat is very intense, and at mid-morning. We'll understand from this hadith, عن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله عنه أنه رأى قوما يصلون من الضحى. زيد بن أرقم رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that he saw some people performing صلاة الضحى. فقال أما لقد علموا أن الصلاة في غير هذه الساعة أفضل. They were reading it at some other time. So he then cautioned them, or he advised them, and he said that do they not know that salah performed at a time other than now, it is better. Inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, salatul awwabin hayna tarmadu al-fisal. Rawahu Muslim. Tarmad, yani shiddatul har. Wal-fisal, jam'u fasil, wa huwa saghir min al-ibil. So, he said, salah of those who repent. Here the word is awwabin. Commonly we know awwabin namaz is after maghrib salah. However, in this particular hadith, the word awwabin has been mentioned for Salatul Duha. Awwabin means those who are repenting. So he says, Salatul Awwabin, referring to Salatul Duha, referring to Chash Namaz. He said that Salah of those who repent, that it is performed when it is relatively hot. Actually, the Fisal refers to a baby camel. A baby camel, when it is very, very hot, it is unable to place its hooves onto the ground because of the intensity of the heat. So it keeps on picking up its legs. That's the time, in other words, when it is quite hot. This is before midday. So we say mid-morning, as I mentioned previously, 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11:15. This is the time for Salatul Duha, although you can read it before it, but it must be done before midday. Of course, in those countries, in the Arab countries, where it is very, very hot, you can understand this hadith better, where the baby camel is unable to place his foot onto the ground. So this is the time for Salatul Duha. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq of reading our Salatul Duha. At least two rakat of Salatul Duha. Those who have more time, mothers at home, or people who have time, more time at offices, then you can increase, you can read four rakats, you can read eight rakats. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq al-hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.